His experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Autauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Autauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
It's May 24th, the greatest day ever. On the 24th of May, 1941, legendary musician Bob Dylan is born. The following is a rare historical recording of Bob Dylan's birth.
Congratulations, it's a boy.
That's hilarious.
Have a great May 23rd, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At 7 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The North Korean government has blown up what it claims to have been its nuclear test site in front of foreign journalists like Tom Cheshire with Sky News.
We hiked up into the mountains to watch detonation, and they counted it down 3, 2, 1. It was a huge explosion. You could just feel it.
President Trump tells Fox he's hopeful about meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month. House and Senate leaders from both parties will now get a classified briefing today on the Russia election meddling investigation and the FBI's use of an informant during the campaign. Originally, it was just going to be two Republicans.
The first meeting takes place at noon and includes original participants, House Chairman Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy, along with FBI Director Chris Wray and DNI's Dan Coats and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. But after Democrats complained, a second meeting was added, which Gowdy welcomed as long as no one leaks.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Washington. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This morning radio program is populated by a bunch of little rascals, including Greg Budell.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Jay Scott.
You said it.
Emily Hayes.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yep, both of them.
Petey the... Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
So stand by.
That's a swell idea.
Here comes three men. And a lady.
I think that's what Rich is going to be saying by the time this tropical thing is come and gone. Feed the screaming goats. Jay's random facts coming up, followed by our $10 food up with pop quiz. Emily Hayes is here.
Yay!
That's what I say, and saying hello.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
We have a dense fog advisory. In effect, I'm looking at area airports, though. They look pretty good to me right now. Maxwell is at 8 miles visibility. That's almost perfect. 10 miles is perfect, by the way.
Sir.
3 miles regional.
If people are driving northbound right now, they are getting blinded by the sun. It's...
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, it looks good here in the city. One bad place I see, Troy, is down to 0.2 mile. Okay. So, dense fog advisory and patchy fog. Otherwise, look for a mostly cloudy day with a few sun breaks. Obviously, we're getting some of those now. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, high 86, tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, clouds most of the time, some sun breaks with a high temperature around 87, scattered to numerous storms. Saturday, you know, scattered showers and storms will be around, a generous supply, high in the mid-80s. It won't rain all the time. So if you're thinking the entire weekend is a complete rain out, no, there will be some dry spots, but it gets more concentrated as you get into Sunday and Monday, Memorial Day, with highs in the lower 80s, rain and thunderstorms becoming numerous, locally heavy rainfall, tropical downpours. We just heard from the National Hurricane Center. They just raised the odds. They raised the stakes now on Invest 90L to 80% probability that it'll become a depression or a tropical storm. Now, it may be tropical or subtropical, to most folks, it doesn't matter, and we don't have time to explain the difference. But 80% chance, very decent chance that it will be a depression, and maybe Alberto, a tropical storm. But the bottom line is a lot of rain. This morning, with a little fog and spots, I've got a new temperature. Just came in from the airport. Well, it's still at 72 now, at 7:08.
All right.
Emily said,
"Is this a segment or is this just?"
It's not a segment, I don't think.
Why take a chance?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Here's Emily Hayes.
We have our engagement photo session coming up on the 31st.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to figure out what to wear.
Ooh, this is a dilemma. This should have been a bulletin.
May I suggest you consult with Mademoiselle Goose and take a look at their engagement photos. They did a really nice... They went, remember the
they did. The they were kind of casual.
I think they were going for it.
And I want to go for casual as well. But do I want to wear something with a print or solid color?
Have you decided a venue? Are you doing it in studio? Or are you doing it at a location?
We're going to do some at the house and in the backyard and then go down to the park.
Oh, nice. The park. Which park? Blunt Cultural?
Whatever that one is in Millbrook.
Oh, okay. I got you.
That one is so close to the house. It's close to the house. They have a nice little gazebo.
Nice. Well, then you don't want to be formal.
No, right? I don't want to be formal, but I don't want to be slouchy.
Remember the... I'll bring it up on Facebook. The pictures that Janelle and her fiancé did were walking in tall grass between railroad cars with an owl on one arm, and they were dressed very casual.
I mean, we can't top the owl thing.
That gets
Most
so
wildlife
old.
Does not
that
care
gets
for me.
So old, all these couples doing the owl thing now. I'm kidding.
Right. We're totally doing
you.
One. We're doing one at home so Loretta and Irene can be at home.
That's what
I have to. It's my cats.
That's what you should do. I would post, take shots. You have like an entertainment center, a record player, some albums. You know, put some music
stuff,
in the
middle. Yeah, some stuff like that. Some, you know.
Because what that engagement photo did with them, with that owl, that now everybody is copying, was it spoke to their mutual passion, which is wildlife and animals. That kind of thing. They're the only two people I know that have a pet possum. They rescued it. They found it. It was real sick, and they've nurtured it back to health. And it's, you know what it's like? They're not the most beautiful creatures in the world, but this thing's like a little kitten. They hand feed it.
Yeah.
The possum?
Yeah.
Apparently possums eat ticks.
Possums, from what I'm told, will eat just about anything.
I know, but they're like really responsible for
if
keeping
God had just made
population.
Them a little cuter. Just a little cuter.
Then my dad would be
is ugly.
Dad's fed, you know, Dad feeds the raccoons on the back porch. He's fed a possum before. He called it George Jones. And
George, was it drunk?
I don't know why he called
George
it.
George got a drunken possum eating fermented fruit.
It was like a Thanksgiving or a Christmas because I made a Facebook status about it and it came back up on the on this day thing on Facebook a while ago, but it was, you know, Lou, come quick, George Jones is in the backyard, Dad's out there feeding a possum.
Miss Harriet, who takes care of Bailey, has a whole platoon of possums that come to her house, and they are the most well-fed and happy possums in Elmore County. So if you are a possum and you're listening to this program, Elmore County, Redland Road, that's where you get the best.
Possum. You're listening to this.
I've been hanging out on the Thinking Stoop for many years now, and the most amazing thing I've ever seen was in the early morning gloom, I saw one walking along the fence, and it looked like it was covered with big tumors. And I thought, oh, that poor thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then I looked closer, and I realized it had like a dozen, maybe even more, baby possums hanging onto its side. And they looked like little hairy lumps. And it was touching to see that. I mean, that's nature right there. Mama possum, everybody's going for a ride on mom. And I thought that was kind of cool, actually.
They're not mean animals, are they? I mean, did it?
They look like they would attack.
Yeah.
Kill you, but yes.
They have that sharp snout and the teeth. Yeah.
They do have that face they make.
And they can hiss at you. They will give you what for. Something that's even better than coffee, whatever you're using to wake yourself up, if you really want to reach total clarity, you might want to consider glutathione, something you'd actually buy at Infusion Cryo and Laser.
Yep.
And take home, and just a few drops in your orange juice, or I put it in apple, and it is the king of antioxidants.
145 this morning.
Really?
And a little bit of juice.
And with the day you've had, man, you've already put in your 8 hours just about. It just has a nice, you know, nobody wants to, when you need more energy, nobody wants something that's going to make you feel like this.
Huh?
And glutathione doesn't do that. Neither does IV vitamin therapy. They just give you that. You'll notice that you have an edge that wasn't there before. It's very comfortable. IV vitamin therapy can accomplish any number of things, from beautification, recovery from too much party, stress relief, enhance athletic performance naturally, or the Myers cocktail that Rich and I like to do, which covers a wide range of essential vitamins and minerals. All of this stuff goes straight into the blood, so you get maximum benefit. With pills, your digestive system will not absorb but a small portion of what you ingest. Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori at Infusion at 296-1662 and make an appointment. Chronic pain sufferers can check out the laser therapy option, which, again, forces blood to where the wound is so that it accelerates healing. 296-1662, online at infusioncryoandlaser.com. 713, down to the traffic, Don Juan.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we just checked the interstates. We're doing okay, but we've moved into the 7 o'clock hour, and that means a lot of people going to be on the roadway, really going to be increasing up to 8 o'clock. 65 south, 65 northbound, both coming into the city, and 85 north and south picking up now minute by minute. Getting into the downtown area, but don't see any problems right now. Just make it a safe morning drive carefully. At Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter, you pick it out, they'll work it out. Their dedicated finance specialists will go to work for you to get you on the road. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jerry Howell from Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
At 7:14. Somebody remind me to turn the microphone on when it's time to talk. James on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just an interesting fact about possums. You know, possums the only rodent that doesn't get rabies.
Really? Now, that's good to know.
Yeah, it is.
Their body temperature is between 92 and 94 degrees, and the virus can't live in them.
Oh,
interesting. That would be a good random fact.
I did not know that.
Anyway, y'all have a nice day, guys.
Thanks.
Appreciate that is interesting.
Yeah.
Because they do have sharp teeth, and I did feed the little possum that Janelle and Ryan rescued, but they can never let that back into the wild again because
they become
domesticated.
Yeah, right.
But that's my little goose. She cares. And who can complain about that? At 7:15, we've got your news. When we come back, I'll have my convoluted introduction. Today's edition of Random Facts. Listen carefully. Win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz right after.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The state parole board has denied parole for Judith Ann Neely, a woman convicted of killing a 13-year-old girl in 1982. Officials say Neely killed 13-year-old Lisa Ann Milliken after she was abducted from a mall in Rome, Georgia. Neely's attorney says she was brainwashed by her husband into committing the crime. Alabama State Troopers say 30-year-old Zeobia Daniels died when the car she was driving left the road and overturned in Butler County. That crash happened on County Road 54 near Perry Lucky Road. Daniels was not wearing a seatbelt and was thrown from the car. And Alabama public health officials are launching a new campaign called Tips from Former Smokers. It features real people who are living with serious long-term health effects due to smoking or secondhand exposure. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Perhaps I've said too much.
Look at this. I'm here with the Keebler Elves.
Why don't we just take a break?
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
President Trump is one appointment away from a conservative Supreme Court majority, and the court needs conservative state court rulings to overturn bad liberal decisions. That's why your vote for Tom Parker for Chief Justice is so important. Tom Parker is a strong conservative and nationally recognized constitutional scholar. Parker will lead the Supreme Court aggressively in fighting for our liberties and our constitutional rights. Just as Tom Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, George Soros wants payback, and Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Tom Parker stands up for Alabama and will beat Soros, just as he beat the SPLC. On our side, fighting for us, Tom Parker, Chief Justice. Fair, balanced, unafraid.
This is Justice Tom Parker. Thank you for your support. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're now located in the Pepper Tree Shops in Vaughan Road, right there by Chappie's and Doug's 2 Salon. Hey, ladies, anybody want a little bigger diamond? Maybe a bunch bigger diamond? How about some bigger earrings? Yeah, yeah, me. Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, at Marguerite's, you can trade in what you bought from us for bigger diamonds. And guess what? You can trade in what you bought, unfortunately, somewhere else for bigger diamonds. We'll work with anybody, regardless who bought your diamonds. We are the home of the diamonds.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New scratch and sniff stamps from the U.S. Postal Service are such a huge hit. We're making all our famous stamps scratch and sniff, like the Elvis stamp.
Ew, it smells like bacon and sweat.
Your favorite celebrity stamps not only look like the stars, they smell like them too.
Cool, it's the Homer Simpson stamp.
Donuts.
Dough.
And of course, our most requested scratch and sniff stamp, Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh, now I know what it's like to be a Kennedy.
Scratch and sniff stamps from the U.S. Postal Service.
I wish we still had to lick the backside.
And now...
He never mails it in. That's why he's the Fax Master General, J. Scott.
And the Fax.
Man.
I know my tongue can move that.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch.
He's going to read the phone book one of these days during that.
What was that guy's name? John
The fast talker.
Yeah. All right, did you know?
Stuff.
That's it. Did you know FDR is related by blood or marriage to a total of 12 presidents?
Wow.
Here's the list. Well, you know, obviously, Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, I was going to guess him.
T.R.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah.
Washington, Adams, Quincy Adams, Madison, Taylor, Harrison, well, William Henry, and Benjamin. Also, Martin Van Buren, who we talked about yesterday.
The wooden president.
Yeah. Grant and Taft. So, both Harrisons and both Adams, Grant, Taft, Buren, Taylor, Madison, and Washington.
You can't just say Buren. You have to say Van Buren.
Did you know the...
Okay, fine.
Mrs. Buren called him Buren.
Do you know the fastest speed on a public road was set in 1938?
How fast was it?
268 miles per hour. It remained unbroken until 2017. And it was done in a Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, a Benz.
Yeah. Do you know the word robot comes from a Czech word, robotnik, meaning forced labor?
Makes sense. I think I asked that as a trivia question once in my trivia days.
Well, did you know the Incredible Hulk was originally intended to be gray?
Yes.
Do you know why he's green?
Oh, God, I know this.
We've done this before. I can't remember the answer.
I know this.
It was a printing press malfunction.
Oh.
And it's like, all right, he's green.
Who was supposed to be red?
I don't know, but there are gray versions of the Hulk. There are red versions of the Hulk as well.
That must be... Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
You're fine.
Of course I am.
Yep. Did you know that elephants can use their feet to listen?
Oh.
They pick up subsonic rumblings made by other elephants through vibrations in the ground.
Well, you can have the same skill here because I can tell who's coming up the stairs by the way that the sound they make on the stairs.
Good vibration.
I know the difference between Cheryl Woodward, you, and Rick Peters.
Yeah.
That's a thundering step. If he's coming up here, he's coming up here.
He's not happy.
Something urgent. Yes.
Because he never really comes up here.
That's a lot of stairs.
The last time he came up here was look over the cameras. And we're going up the stairs. He's like, who decided to put the station up here?
That's funny.
Did you know that all the snow on the poppy fields in The Wizard of Oz were...
Asbestos!
100% asbestos.
Yeah, I knew that.
If you're a munchkin and you have mesothelioma, call this law firm.
Nearly killed...
All the health problems they had.
What was his name? Buddy Ebsen.
Buddy Ebsen almost died because
the pain on his face.
The paint for the Tin Man.
Suffocated
him. It made old girl that played Wicked Witch sick, too.
That's
her green paint.
Yeah.
Lead-based paint.
That was...
She almost catch on fire, too.
Yes, and then she wouldn't do that anymore after that.
There's a lot of things that went on in
Mickey's. When
did they finally discover that asbestos was cancerous?
Anyway, I was still talking.
Really, you got to give her time.
I have something to say to you, but it'll be off.
Oh.
May continue.
No.
Wow.
I was just going to add that the lady that played the Wicked Witch was on the Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yeah, we did that one time because she did the whole... She went into her makeup and then took it off just so that kids wouldn't be afraid of her.
Was she not...
Like, hey, I'm a really nice person.
Was she not... the Folgers lady, too? Was she? I think she was the Folgers lady. Was she?
I'm trying to remember what her name was.
Who?
The Wicked Witch. What was her name?
Margaret Hamilton.
Yes,
Was she the Folgers lady, too? Can we...
I don't remember. The Folgers lady was a sort of a short, stout woman. She didn't have that hawkish... knows, but I did see Margaret Hamilton. She turns up in some of those early 60 black and white sitcoms. Uh-huh. Seen her on Car 54, Where Are You? And a couple of others, yeah.
Did you know that when fluoride was first introduced to American water supplies in the 40s and 50s, it was criticized as a communist plot to socialize medicine and deplete the brain power of American children? It's totally fine, right?
Oh, yeah.
My Crest group with fluoride did much better than the one we were competing against.
It found out that our generation
like you and me, had much better teeth than the kids of today because fluoride is not in all the water that they're drinking.
That's right.
Yeah. I guess it's not in this bottle. They don't put it in the bottled water. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, it's not in the bottled water.
Okay. Did you know that in 1973, Johnny Carson made a joke about there being a toilet paper shortage on The Tonight Show? People didn't realize it was a joke. They bought as much toilet paper as they could, which actually caused a toilet paper shortage.
That's correct. We had people calling our show, it's how old I am, with places that still had toilet paper in stock.
Think how they still got paper if you need it.
Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable. People were selling it. They were hoarding it and then selling it for like $5 a roll.
Right.
And nobody seemed to realize it was just a joke.
Is that the scariest thing in the world, though? The power of what you
Carson
can cause?
In those days.
Hi-oh! Ed Mac Mahone. Did you know my favorite animal, the cicadas? Well, apparently that thing that they do that annoys me so much, here's the fact about it. Okay. Cicadas use organs called the timbals to produce a unique mating call as loud as 120 decibels near the pain threshold of the human ear. Scientists still don't fully understand how timbals produce that sound at such a high volume.
What?
I hate them so much.
Cicadas infesting my yard. Your buzzing is driving me crazy.
You've waited 17 years, and now the time has come for the return of cicadas. You don't need a ticket to this show.
Back to you, Jay.
I hate them so much. God, I hate them.
Either one.
Did you know Divine Brown, remember her?
Oh, Hugh Grant's dalliance.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What were you thinking of?
With Elizabeth Hurley in them.
She used the money from that to get herself out of the world's oldest profession and put her kids into private school.
So she left radio and did what? Duh.
Yeah, she got out of that. It was really a win-win for a lot of people. It was win-win for her. Hugh Grant admitted to it.
Right.
Everyone laughed about it. They moved on. Jay Leno got a massive boost in ratings when he had him on.
Yep.
That pretty much stayed until he did the retirement. But
Maxwell House. She was the Maxwell House.
She was.
Oh, not Folgers. Maxwell House. Okay. And then finally, did you know that Richard Jenkins... he's an actor, and I'm trying to think of anything if you've ever watched 6 Feet Under, he was the father.
Oh, okay.
Who passed away.
Yeah.
But anyway, he played John C. Reilly's father in Step Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But his previous profession before an actor was he drove a linen truck for a living. His boss was John Reilly, John C. Reilly's father.
Oh.
That's coincidental.
Yeah.
It's ironic.
And those are your random facts.
All right.
Good job on your segment.
Nice.
Thank
that
you.
That name came up in something I saw this morning. John C. Reilly?
Mm-hmm.
Is it his birthday?
It did come up, and I think it could have been in the birthdays. I edited it out.
Because I really don't know much about him.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's brand new.
That's
like
why
he's
X'd it.
Okay. You made the right call.
Hey. Well,
obviously. By the way, am I going to be on active duty this weekend with a storm coming? As DRGB first class.
Oh yeah, always. And I'm gonna be a busy boy during the holiday weekend.
Let me take a moment here, because right after I finish this little massage, we will be doing our $10 food outlet pop quiz, giving away $10 of shopping at food outlet just in time for Memorial Weekend, and all your favorite cookout items are cost plus 10 and some even lower than that. And we'll tell you about those specials coming up. But Dad's Day isn't that far off. You know, that's in June. That's the third Sunday in June. I don't need to worry about that now. No, not really. Unless you're a lot of us are procrastinators. And then suddenly Dad's Day is at the end of the week. And then suddenly it's the Friday before Dad's Day or the day before. And you still haven't done anything. And that's when you flip on the panic button. Wouldn't it be nice to have the next 4 weeks thinking, wow, I've got that taken care of. I went to Brian Jewelry in Prattville. Dad loves the Tide. Dad loves the War Eagle. And they got a whole showcase of great choices for you that celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports and make first-class gifts. I would have to say, of all the people in the world, dads can be the toughest to shop for. My daughter has surprised me with things like pictures and stuff she knows I'm going to cherish. But she always asks me, what do you want? And I always ask for something I actually need. My daughter has been in charge of my colognes for many years. And you know that Brian Jewelry, and I don't know if they are out of stock on them or not, but they actually had colognes and perfumes for both sides of the greatest rivalry in sports.
Oh, geez. Wait.
Seriously. I gave mommy the Swami War Eagle perfume
really?
Several years ago, yeah.
What does that smell like?
It's nice.
Does it roll tide? Never
smells
mind.
Like victory.
Look, I said victory, and you were about to go into a really mean place, weren't you?
I was going to say something really
mean. Okay, fine.
But I'm not.
Anyway, it's actually a great... If your dad needs a watch, they've got a great selection of those, and you can build one and put your own touch to it, which will make it even more special to dad. At Brian Jewelry, 1178 East Main in Prattville, and online at brianjewelry.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz, Quizmaster Jay.
Early in Random Facts, we talked about FDR being related to a bunch of presidents. Name them all. No.
Yeah. I tried to
write Greg was like, what? No.
How many?
I just got a text that said, screw off.
Yeah. FDR is related by blood or by marriage to how many presidents?
Now, that's a reasonable question, and anybody listening should be able to answer it at 272-9228. 272-9228. En español, es rico, tres, tres, cuatro, dos, seis, dos, nueve, dos, ocho. Call us now because it's a very busy Thursday. Goes by on a Thursday morning with three men and a lady. 272-9228 at 7:33.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're looking good this morning. Very busy now. We're in the busiest half hour of the morning, so be careful as you navigate your way into work here this morning. Getting into Maxwell and Gunner, we have lines developing there. All the feeder routes into the city, busy at the moment. Same thing on the interstates and the boulevard. Atlanta Highway to Madison, into the downtown area. I checked that out. Doing okay. Haynes Ambulance Service is on an emergency run on the East Boulevard. They're going southbound to Baptist South. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Professionals and Spa. It's Fashion, Sally Beauty, Cato Fashions, T-Mobile, and more. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton and Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
That's the happy sound that we're about to give away 10 bucks free shopping at Food Outlet with our pop quiz. And our first caller is Lisa. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I am wonderful.
Well, do you know how many presidents that FDR is related to by blood or marriage?
12.
That is correct.
All right.
You got it.
Like a winner. With screams of excitement.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
Filling the air. 10 bucks at Food Outlet goes a long way. A little bit later on, I'll run down the specials if you're still listening. But how about a ribeye on the grill this Memorial weekend? $6.95 a pound. Hold on, and Jay's going to get your inflammation. And
inflammation.
Just being a silly sausage today, friends. At 7:35,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
We may have an unwanted tropical visitor over the upcoming Memorial Day holiday weekend, and it looks like more and more like it's aiming for our neck of the woods, so to speak, as it was. Our forecast for today, though, these showers out there today have nothing to do with the tropical system. That dense fog advisory will be expiring in a little while. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. A few sun breaks scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms with a high around 86. Tonight, snow around 70. Tomorrow, clouds most of the time, but some sun breaks again. Much like the last couple of days, with a high around 87, scattered to numerous storms around tomorrow, and scattered showers and thunderstorms, a generous supply on Saturday. Saturday, with Saturday's high in the mid-80s. Then, as that tropical system gets closer to the coast, and where on the coast? Well, we don't. It depends on which model you look at. It really doesn't matter. It's still going to affect us with a rain and storms becoming numerous, locally heavy downpours, tropical downpours with... you know, flash flood watches and warnings are probably a good bet as well. I'm not too worried about the winds, although this thing could be a depression or a tropical storm, perhaps, when it comes ashore. And the actual low may reach the coast by, let's say, late Sunday, but the effects would be much earlier. Right now, this morning, as we continue to watch the fog fade away, our temperature is 73 now with 100% relative humidity. That's why it feels so rough out there this morning. It's 7:37. Talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire, because whether it's 7:37 in the morning or the weekend or even a holiday weekend, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Now, you may have heard of Luke Wire for years, but you know, I started using them for AC and heating. Well, they've been doing that since 76. But for over two decades, they have been second to none in the River Region. So Plumbing by Luke Wire is what we're talking about here. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, whether it's a weekend, middle of the night, or whenever it is. They are... of the great folks to deal with, because they're prompt and they're professional. They don't say, yeah, we'll be there sometime today, maybe by 5 o'clock. No, they actually tell you a time, and they're very good about keeping that time. I'm amazed, and I frequently get a phone call before they even arrive saying, hey, we're on our way now. So whether it's a leaky faucet or a broken pipe or a busted toilet, give them a call at Plumbing by Luke Wire when you have a problem. I highly recommend them. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire. Let the professionals take care of you like they take care of me. Call them at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number, and you have to say it really fast. 84417.
I see East is flashing. On the phone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Greg, listen, when you said that you your daughter gives you things that you need for Father's Day, I keep thinking this year will be the year that I get that pistol with the grappling hook on the utility belt. And I just really hope that happens. I know my son's not listening. He's in California, but this might be the year, man.
I don't know what that... What is that?
Oh, come on, Jay. Help me out, man. Batman.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah. You got to have that good. I mean, you pull it out at just the right time, and it pulls you up. I mean, how cool would that be?
Well, it would be fun to be able to scale. Well, now that I think about it, I've never really been in a situation where I said if I could just climb the side of that building, I'd be in great shape. But it could be fun.
Yeah, you can talk to celebrities on your way up. It'll be great. All right. Hey, look, and by the way, possums are marsupials, guys. They're not rodents. I'm a big defender of possums. I love possums. You know, those guys, they're little garbage men of the of nature. You know, and don't be afraid of possums. Let them live, kids.
I agree with you there.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, East. All right, we are at 7:39. This is an interesting story. Seven firefighters that work at the same firehouse in Oklahoma. Oh, should I activate the... I'm paying attention to every word you're saying.
Uh-huh.
A photo has gone viral. Seven firefighters in Glenpool, Oklahoma, all became dads in just over a year's time. There haven't been that many fires in Glenpool, but they sure have had busy hoses.
But in Ching.
7:40 now.
I'm Troy King. As your attorney general, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 24081. 18 Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting.
I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and two surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I'm a lifetime conservative Republican who advocates for more efficient use of your tax money, better education of your children, and ethical, limited government. I'm proud of my record of service in the House. I was one of only 23 House members with the courage to sign the Bentley impeachment resolution. My Judiciary Committee confirmed the evidence that forced this corrupt governor to resign. I have the right experience and the knowledge to best serve the people of Elmore County and the Alabama State House. I ask for your vote on June 5th, paid for by the Mike Holmes campaign.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Allow me to introduce myself. My team and I are River Region locals. We live, work, and play here, so we know the area and we know our neighbors well. Our interest is your interest. Alabama Home Mortgage is not like the big banks. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. What are you waiting for? Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
June 5th, the citizens of Autauga County will have the important task of selecting a new probate judge. Paul Beckman is clearly the best person for the job. Paul Beckman has a proven record of experience, and he's a man of his word. This is proven by Paul when he kept his promise of only serving two terms as your state legislator, something not very common these days when a politician has tasted power and privilege. Paul Beckman has spent 24 years as a lawyer practicing probate law. Paul's experience was relied upon as a legislator when he was asked to help improve Alabama's probate laws. For his work, Paul received a coveted Alabama Law Institute Award. Paul's experience has allowed him to teach many students probate law and allowed him to serve as a special probate judge for Autauga County. Experience counts, and Paul Beckman has that experience. June 5th, let Paul's experience and integrity serve you and your family as probate judge. Vote Paul Beckman for probate judge of Autauga County. Paid for by friends of Paul Beckman, P.O. Box 68155, Prattville, Alabama, 36068.
It would be a privilege to serve the citizens of Autauga County. I am Paul Beckman, and I approve this message.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair, but great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values like a $100 mail-in rebate on a set of select Goodyear tires now through June 30th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah, and we're just a couple days away from Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
I mean, this is the sort of like the beginning of the sort of summer woohoo.
We are going to have so much fun this weekend.
The fun is about to begin.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
We're all going to be in bikinis.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Let's party!
It's party time.
Everybody wants a new romance.
What are we going to do?
Road trip. Party.
Party time.
Everybody's going off the deep end.
Are you a thrill seeker?
There's a party!
Everybody needs a second chance.
Let's go! Road trip?
Well, it looks like a short trip after all.
It's so fun!
Party.
Everybody's working.
The weekend has landed.
Let's break out here and have some fun.
Fiesta!
Everybody's going off the deep end.
This calls for a celebration.
Party on!
Everybody needs a
time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Around here somewhere.
It's around here somewhere. This afternoon, if he says around here somewhere.
Yeah. Is it not sunrise?
Yes.
Yeah, sunrise.
Because you did the...
Yeah. Oh,
sounder.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
Mr. I don't pay attention to the show.
The word is sunrise. And it's got to do with some of the great breakfast they have downtown.
And the sunrise platter.
That, which is two big pancakes. Everything they do at Baumhauer's is big. We had a great group together last night to celebrate Randall's birthday. And
yay, Randall.
I make the rounds and I just kind of peek on what folks are eating. And nobody walks out of there less than very full. But I was going to mention this yesterday in conjunction with Baumhauer's because they do breakfast bowls down there at the downtown location. They serve breakfast from 7 to 10. And that is the new big trend in food, bowl food. Restaurants have been serving different foods in small bowls with a small fork, and bowl food was even featured at the royal wedding over the past weekend. And while they do those breakfast bowls at Baumhauer's, I wouldn't be surprised to see some new ones, especially bowl is so connected to football. Mm-hmm. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, for crying out loud. But let's not get confused. Bowl isn't the word. Sunrise is the word. And sometime between 3 and 6, as we get closer to sunset, I'll ask you to call in with that word at 272-9228. And if you're the sixth caller, you win a $20 Baumhauer's Victory Grill gift card. How about that? So, in Glenpool, Oklahoma, the seven fire... Oh, I did that one already, didn't I?
Yeah. That was funny.
You had the joke.
That was really funny.
Remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. Of course I remember that. I was just checking to see if you were paying attention.
Always. Jay sneezed twice during your Baumhauer's thing, and it was like the tiniest little sneeze.
Yeah, I apologize for that, too.
We said bless you, but we said it quietly.
Sorry that you're not feeling well.
No, it's
Jay's falling apart again.
Yeah.
Before we go back to the traffic dungeon, it says here... and this is from Eureka Alert, men are better navigators than women because they're more likely to take shortcuts.
And get lost.
A new study says when people are navigating around town without apps, men are actually better than women. If nothing else, bravo to these people doing a throwback. Men drive like this, but women drive like this study in 2018. It is not sexist. There will always be differences in skill sets between men and women, right?
I am a phenomenal driver. And
I've never ridden with you. I'm not saying I don't believe you.
I don't normally get lost. I do my research ahead of time about where I'm going.
I'm directionally challenged, but that's where GPS comes in.
Also, pay attention when if I'm not driving, even when I am driving, but more so when I'm not driving. I pay a lot of attention to the surroundings and little landmarks and stuff. I'm all about the country-style directions where you go down about two blocks and hang a left at Marcy's store.
And then near that rusted blue car.
Yeah, you're gonna go about a mile down the road. You'll see a couple hay bales and hang a right. Now, there's a curve.
Exxon Station.
Towards the left. Yeah.
Well, through this computer, I can access the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company front door video, so... Let me rewind this to your arrival this morning and see what it sounded like.
It's about what it sounded like because Jerry Howell was in my parking spot again.
Oh.
Bless him.
Hey, look who's on the phone. It's the birthday boy himself, Randall.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Hey.
Morning.
Yeah, you ain't gonna leave there without you gonna leave there all right with a box of food. What you gonna leave there with? I mean, that's the food's so good. You want to get the appetizer, what you want to get to start with. But man, thank you everybody for yesterday and undoubtedly. I mean, I know I listen to Dan's show, but I promise y'all I didn't hear one man birthday yesterday, and I want to thank everybody. I'll call in Dan later, but man, thank you everybody. And I don't even know what to say. And yay, Randall. I hope I get down a hotkey somewhere. But Yeah, you just said it, and that made my birthday complete right there. Oh. You just saying, yeah, Grandma.
Well, we have a hotkey with your name on it.
I don't understand the words you just said.
and Rich, I knew you weren't gonna be. I meant to give the shirt to Greg last night to bring it to you, but I will get it to you. I had it in the car. I even had a shirt for everybody there to sign last night, of course. You know, amongst all the fun, I forgot to get it out.
Randall, so. I'm afraid to ask what's on the shirt, though.
You know, the shirt I got for you when they opened the Lynching Museum, there were people down on the street selling shirts and stuff like that. And this was in a Ziploc bag, and it's a pretty cool little story to go with it, man. I won't sit down. I'll leave and let you have it. But bag is, I told you, I ain't never been out of a bag. It's in a Ziploc bag, but you can open it up. So.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Love y'all. We'll see y'all.
Take care, Randall. All right. Now it's time for today's conundrum. Woo! And this is worth a $10 gift card to Seafood Bistro. I'm going to frame this a little bit differently than it says on the paper, because this is a family conundrum.
Oh.
With moms and dads.
Yes.
And here's the thing. There is a task that moms and dads both perform, but it takes dad half a minute longer to perform this task than mom. So what is it? It's got to be a mom and a dad, and on average, it takes dad half a minute longer to perform this task than it does mom.
Okay.
If you know the answer, or you think you know the answer, and you know what's been amazing? We throw these things out there, and people come up with such creative guesses.
Oh, yeah.
They're almost better than the actual answer
in some cases. Sure, yeah. That's so true. So 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. And Seafood Bistro is still about June 1st?
Yeah, that's what we understand, yes.
That's good to know. I was thinking about using this as the phones fill with excited callers attempting to win that nice prize. Because it happens here. Our building is unusual in the area that we work in here, upstairs.
Yep.
Was kind of built into the place. And it caused them to have to sort of jimmy-rig the air conditioning system.
Heating air conditioning, right.
Because there are like two or three different systems in the building, right?
Yeah.
It'll be nice and cool downstairs, but when I go into your room, the Jaquarium, some days I feel like I'm getting boiled alive.
You go two doors down from his, you go to the first little studio, it's an ice box.
See?
You go two doors down from Jay, and it's the seventh layer of Hades.
The reason I bring it up is I almost said almost half.
Who's this?
Of workers fight about this or argue about this at the office, and the answer is the temperature in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that would have been too easy. And look at the phones ringing with excited people. We're going to take that first.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Of many callers. This will be our final trek on traffic this hour. You'll be right back.
Right here in Chappaquiddick.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we're watching the big squeeze right now as the 8 o'clock group tries to make their way into the downtown area. 85 really all exit ramps from Taylor Road, Chantilly, all the way down to the interchange, carrying a lot of traffic. And also, same thing on 65 north and south into the city. As far as major accidents go, we're still doing good right now. All in all, your Thursday morning doing fantastic. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a 2018 Camry for just $22,660 plus tax, title, and tags. Reinhardt Toyota. Summer starts here, open on Memorial Day. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch, filling in for Rick Walker.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
All right, let's get this party started here on the conundrum again. In families, this particular task, on average, takes dad half a minute longer than mom. What is this task? Can we start with Crawdad?
Hey, I'm going to say brushing your teeth.
All right. My dad was a very fastidious toothbrusher, too. That could be the winning answer, is it? Uh-uh. But
I'm so glad the bistro is open again.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. It's imminent, just like our new studios.
Oh, you got a new studio. Are you still in the attic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're the boys in the attic. Well, we can't say that, but we're the... Remember the book that, what's his name, wrote? Toys in the Attic, was it?
Boys in the Hood.
There was a book, I think it was a Stephen King book, Toys in the Attic. It's real creepy.
I didn't see that one.
I know there's an Aerosmith album called Toys in the Attic.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Anyway, thanks, Crawdad. We appreciate the call. And let's see if Barbara can tell us what that task is that takes Dad 30 seconds longer than Mom.
Hey, Barbara.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm going to say it probably takes longer than 30 seconds, but I'm going to say changing your kid's diaper.
She says it takes Dad a half a minute longer to change a diaper. How about that?
It takes me a lot longer than 30 seconds more. I had to do it with nieces and nephews, and boy, oh boy, that is a task. But that was with real diapers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, cloth diapers.
And safety pins and all that. You got to be so careful, too, with those safety pins.
If you can get them to do it at all.
Right.
You
know. Right.
Well, I was a dedicated diaper changer. No problem with that whatsoever. Hang on.
Diaper changer. Say that three times fast.
Here's... We're going to put you on hold, and Jay is going to get you the get your information so he can set you up, tighten you up, make you jam up a jelly time with that. See if the bistro gift card will go away.
All right.
And congratulations to Paul for his upcoming grand reopening. That's going to be quite the awesome.
So exciting.
Yes. It's 7:57. Our thanks, as always, for long-term support from Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. Have a company there that takes a very individual approach to each and every situation. To folks who have caught a tough break, been in a bad accident, facing months of recovery, it'll be some time before they're even capable of moving on their own. So what do you do in a situation like that? Well, Gulf States Mobility steps in and makes the home safely accessible as people find their way back to normalcy. They restore choices as quickly as possible without adding further risk to injury for the person or client they're working for. And they've helped everybody from hundreds of soldiers returning from combat to folks who got T-boned by a reckless driver or a drunk driver. The stories are sadly innumerable, but they're there with all types of technology to restore choices and dignity to the life that's been affected. Please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility at 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka. Their number, should you or someone you know need it, is 514-6590.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we're heading towards summer.
Heading towards summer and cookouts and outdoor furniture and company coming. And there's just so much going on. And the flip-flops are out. Coolers are here. You just need to come see what we got.
You've got just about everything needed for summer entertainment.
We've got the dishes and the pots and pans and the outdoor furniture and the coolers. But also, don't forget the weddings and the teas and things like that, because we have it all.
On those hot days, this is a great place to be.
Yes, we have air conditioning. And if you walk all three floors and you get tired, come sit in the rocking chairs and just rest a while. And watch other people get tired.
All right, Dot, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Legacy. It takes you miles beyond the ordinary sedan with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And you have Subaru Starlink Multimedia to keep you entertained and informed about conditions on the road ahead. The 2018 Subaru Legacy. It's a car you can trust no matter where the journey takes you. Save up to $3,000 plus get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru. $3,000 offer valid for 2018 Subaru Legacy 3.6R Limited JAK Option 23 MSRP.